On peut faire un essai, juste pour le son.
Ice creamer, you screamer, we all screamer for ice creamer.
She was very beautiful, you know.
Ouais, c'est un peu comme Bob Marley, quoi.
On reprendra ça?
Non.
Is that a proposition?
It's more comfortable on the couch, isn't it?
Monsieur Hulot?
Yes.
I'm not more talking.
Don't be so modest.
Bonsoir à tous, bienvenue dans Certalem FIP, une émission de Susanna Poveda et Denis Soula. Programmation musicale Florent Beauvallet, mixage Dimitri Paz. Aujourd'hui, Gershwin au cinéma.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I've just played for you my personal arrangement for Fascinating Rhythm and Liza. I play these two tunes so many times at parties that I've naturally been led to compose numerous variations. The sort of thing every composer does when he is called upon to manipulate his own stuff over and over again.
Parlez anglais à nous.
Parlez anglais? Écoute, je suis le professeur. Répétez après moi. Do.
Do.
Three.
Three.
Lady.
Lady.
Window.
Window.
Alors maintenant, une chanson américaine. Oh. An American song. Dis-moi. I got. Bon. Tous ensemble.
I got.
Bon.
I got.
Rhythm.
I got.
Music.
I got.
My gal, who could ask for anything more?
I got.
Daisy.
I got.
In green pastures.
I got.
My gal, who could ask for anything more? Old man trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door.
Vous comprenez ça?
Non! I got
rhythm.
I got
music.
I got
my gal, who could ask for anything more? Who could ask for anything more?
La même chose en français.
J'ai du rythme, j'ai de la musique, j'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? J'ai des daisies dans green pastures, j'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? Old man trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him hanging round my door.
Comprenez ça maintenant?
Non!
I got!
Yeah!
I got!
Yeah!
I got!
I got!
Who could ask for anything more?
Who could ask for anything more?
Soldier!
Soldier!
Napoleon!
Kelly, un peu en anglais, un peu en français, mais toujours en rythme sur du Gershwin pour entamer certains Lemphip. Né en 1898 à Brooklyn de parents juifs arrivés de Russie, George Gershwin commence le piano à 10 ans, décroche son premier contrat à 15. À 20 ans, il connaît le succès à Broadway et sa célèbre Rhapsody in Blue écrite avec son frère le lance vers la gloire. Voulant se perfectionner, il s'envole en 1928 pour Paris, fréquente Prokofiev, Ravel, Kurt Weill, et grâce aux leçons de composition de Nadia Boulanger, il écrit « Un Américain à Paris ». Après l'échec de son opéra Porgy and Bess, il part à Hollywood, où ses musiques font swinguer Ginger Rogers et Fred Astaire. La musique, disait-il, reflète les pensées et les aspirations d'un peuple. Mon peuple, c'est l'Amérique. Mon temps, c'est aujourd'hui. Commençons avec un de ses admirateurs, Woody Allen, qui lui rend un hommage vibrant dans Manhattan. Diane Keaton et Woody Allen devisent sur un banc au petit matin près du Kingsborough Bridge au son de la Rhapsody in Blue. C'est quand même pas mal.
And now something blue, the greatest of them all, Rhapsody in Blue.
Chapter 1. He adored New York City. He idolized it all out of proportion. He romanticized it all out of proportion. Better. To him, no matter what the season was, this was still a town that existed in black and white and pulsated to the great tunes of George Gershwin. Now, let me start this over. Chapter 1. He was too romantic about Manhattan, as he was about everything else. He thrived on the hustle-bustle of the crowds and the traffic. To him, New York meant beautiful women and street-smart guys who seemed to know all the angles. Corny, too corny for a man of my taste. let me try and make it more profound. Chapter 1. He adored New York City. To him, it was a metaphor for the decay of contemporary culture. The same lack of individual integrity that caused so many people to take the easy way out was rapidly turning the town of his dreams and... Now, it's going to be too preachy. Let's face it, I want to sell some books here. Chapter 1. He adored New York City, although to him it was a metaphor for the decay of contemporary culture. How hard it was to exist in a society desensitized by drugs, loud music, television, crime, garbage... Too angry. I don't want to be angry. Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. I love this. New York was his town, and it always would be.
It's an interesting group of people your friends are.
I know.
The cast of a Fellini movie.
Do you have any kids or anything?
Me, yeah, I got a kid.
Really?
Being raised by two women at the moment.
Oh, I think that works. They made some studies. I read in one of the psychoanalytic quarterlies. You don't need a male. Two mothers are absolutely fine.
Really? Because I always feel very few people survive one mother.
I'd like to hear about your book. I really would. I'm quite a good editor.
Yeah?
Thank you.
It ain't necessarily so.
It ain't necessarily so.
The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. Little David was small, but oh my.
Little David was small, but oh my.
He fought big Goliath, who lay down and died. Little David was small, but oh my. One, two, Zimbabaloo, Scatabaladita, Scattywa. Jonah, he lived in the whale. Little Moses was found in a stream.
Little Moses was found in a stream.
He floated on water till old Pharaoh's daughter, she fished him, she says, from that stream. Seven, live clean, don't have no faults. Oh, I take that gospel whenever it's possible, but with a grain of salt. Methuselah lived 900 years. But who calls that living when no gal will give in to one man what's 900 years? I'm preaching this sermon to show it ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa, ain't Nessa. Ain't necessary. So.
Sammy Davis Jr. dans It Ain't Necessary So, extrait du film Porgy and Bess d'après Gershwin, réalisé en 59 par Otto Preminger, avec Dorothy Dandridge et Sidney Poitier sur des arrangements d'André Prévin. Et on continue avec Funny Face de Stanley Donen avec Audrey Hepburn et Fred Astaire, qui se déroule dans un Paris de rêve dans les années 50. Drôle de frimousse, c'est un merveilleux film de Noël. Et Audrey y chante How Long Has This Been Going On, composé par George et Ira Gershwin.
Taught that I ought not expose my inner senses. Had no plan for a man. I was full of self-defenses. Now I feel that I really should face the consequences. My philosophic search has left me in the lurch. I must find why my mind is behaving like a dancer. What's the clue to pursue? For I have to have the answer. I could cry salty tears. Where have I been all these years? Is it fun? Or should I run? How long has this been going on? There were chills up my spine, and some thrills I can't define. Does it show? And who would know? How long has this been going on? I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurled. I know how Columbus felt finding another world. Can I trust how I feel? Is this my Achilles heel? Look at me, I'm all at sea. How long has this been going on?
Dans Certalem Fip, pendant que Barney Kessel joue au cœur de l'hiver Foggy Day de Gershwin, restons encore un peu dans un Paris de cartes postales avec Un Américain à Paris de Minnelli, avec Leslie Caron, Gene Kelly et George Guettari. Dans ce document Ina, Leslie Caron confie son amour de la musique de Gershwin.
J'ai adoré cette musique pour la même raison que j'adorais Stravinsky, ensuite aussi Debussy, parce que toutes les musiques qui ont de l'humour me plaisent beaucoup. Et Gershwin a beaucoup d'humour, et je me suis bien amusée quand on entend les klaxons parisiens qui étaient infernaux à cette époque. Et puis, c'est de la musique qui coule de source, c'est de l'inspiration toute pure, ça n'est pas... C'est un compositeur qui n'a jamais pris de leçon, qui... composait, qui entendait la musique, qui prenait tout ce qu'il entendait dans la rue et qui l'exprimait avec du génie. Et vraiment, c'est génial de danser sur du Gershwin.
Oh, Adam, to be in love is to be alive. Jerry and I, we are so lucky, eh, Jerry?
Adam is right, there's nothing like it.
C'est formidable!
C'est magnifique!
Ah, wonderful! It's marvelous, she should care for me. Soft lies, it's paradise, it's what I love to see. Marvelous that she should care for me. It's wonderful,
it's wonderful,
it's marvelous,
marvelous.
She should care for me. Awful night,
awful night,
paradise,
paradise.
What I love to see. She's made my life so glamorous. You can't blame me for feeling amorous. Oh, wonderful.
Why I fell,
magnifique,
what I seek,
elegant,
what I want,
quelque chose,
from head to toes,
wonderful,
marvelous, that she should care.
This new girl, just bring it in.
Someday you'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man no. I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand.
Pitiful.
Then in a little while, he'll take my hand.
You can't make it like that, girlie.
And though it seems absurd,
pick it up.
I know we both won't say a word.
Oh, come on.
Maybe he'll come Sunday. Maybe Monday. Maybe not. Still, I'm sure he'll come one day.
You gotta do better than that, hon.
Maybe Tuesday will be my good news. Just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Oh, what would you? And so all else above, I'm dreaming of the man.
You want my arm to fall off?
Diana Ross essayant tant bien que mal de chanter The Man I Love de Gershwin dans Lady Sings the Blues, adaptation à l'écran de l'autobiographie de Billie Holiday, produite par la Motown avec des arrangements de Michel Legrand. Voici un autre standard de Gershwin, le célèbre Summertime, dans une autre biographie portée à l'écran, celle de Glenn Miller, la romance inachevée de Glenn Miller Story d'Anthony Mann, qui voit James Stewart interpréter le rôle du musicien disparu en 44. On l'écoute dans Certalem Fib.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy is rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings and you'll take take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With Daddy and Mommy standing by. Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Oh, your daddy is rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings you're gonna rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings and you'll take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm with Daddy and Mommy standing by.
Caetano Veloso, Summertime, à l'instant dans Certains l'aiment FIP. L'occasion pour nous de penser et de célébrer la mémoire de Marisa Paredes. Marisa et Caetano se sont en effet croisés dans Hable con ella d'Almodovar lors de la sublime séquence où Caetano chante Cucurucu Paloma. L'actrice, qui ne joue pas dans le film, est pourtant là, discrète invitée de cette fête où se trouve le musicien brésilien. Nous n'oublierons pas Marisa et restons encore un peu au Brésil avec le pianiste Nelson Frère qui joue Tango Brasileiro en attendant l'arrivée de l'un des interprètes naturels de Gershwin, Fred Astaire, dans They Can't Take That Away From Me.
Again on the bumpy road to love, But I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you've changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
You'll never know if a fire is gonna burn till you light it. You'll never know what it means to be blue till you've lost an old friend. You'll never know just how long is your route till you've reached the end. You'll never know how good a book may be till you've read it. You'll never know what one kind word can do till you've said it. You and I could find romance, but darling, till you tell. You'll never know if a fire is gonna burn till you light it. You'll never know what it means to be blue till you've lost an old friend. You'll never know how long is your boat till you've reached the end. You'll never know how good a book may be till you've read it. You'll never know what a kind word can do till you've said it. Could find romance, but darling, till you take the chance.
Gosh, Dixie.
Gosh, Eddie.
By golly, that deserves a kiss. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if Crane and Dunnigan had a hit on their handkerchief. Thank you.
Stern, You Will Never Know de Gershwin dans le film Lady Be Good, avec un ballet tourné en 1941 dont nous écoutons la version piano solo de Martial Solal dans Certains l'aiment Fip. Place à présent à une savoureuse mise en scène de l'un des bijoux de Gershwin au cinéma dont Embrasse-moi idiot de Billy Wilder avec Kim Novak, Dean Martin s'attaque à Wake Up Brother and Dance, ici rebaptisé Sophia. Le voici en charmante compagnie, devisant sur le rude métier de chanteur, surtout lorsque son hôtesse le compare à Elvis, aux Beatles et à d'autres roues couleurs de charme.
You're Latina.
No names, please.
What song did he play you? Sophia?
How did you know?
Did you like it? Anyway, in my opinion, you're all wrong for it.
I'm all wrong for what?
That song. I told Orville he should send it to Bobby Darin or Elvis.
Elvis who?
I suppose you never heard of the Beatles either.
Oh, sure, and I can sing better than all three of them.
There are four of them.
Oh, haven't you heard? One of them got his hair cut and his guitar and was electrocuted.
You can make jokes about them, but they're young and they're popular. Why, you?
What about me?
Let's face it, you're over the hill.
Sure do know how to hurt a fella.
I'm sorry, but can you imagine what Jack Jones could do with that song?
What?
Listen to me, Sophia. Have you any idea?
Now look, lady, you may have heard a lot of singers, but you ain't heard nothing sung till you heard me sung it. Oh, listen to me, Sophia. Have you any idea how much you mean to me? How much you never know?
Then, of course, there's Robert Goulet.
If I'm all agitato, every heartstring vibrato, every kiss passionato.
And Eddie Fisher?
Listen to me, Sophia. Have you any idea how much you mean to me? How much you'll never know. If I'm all agitato, every heartstring vibrato, every look passionato, who but you made me so? It's love, crescendo, never, ever diminuendo. Say the words, sweet Sophia, for from earth I resign. Oh, Sophia, be mine. Listen to me, Sophia. Have you any idea how much you mean to me? Every day more and more. All the others were so-so. Not a one amoroso. But with you I'm a glow so. Only you I adore. You're sweeter than Spumoni, sweeter even than Zabaglioni. Say the word, sweet Sophia, or from earth I resign. Oh, Sophia, be mine. Oh, Sophia, be
I wish say no, 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 but do it again. My lips just ache to have you take the kiss that's waiting for you. You know if you do, you won't regret it. Come and get it. Oh, no one is near. I may cry. Oh, oh, oh. But no one will hear. Mama may scold me, 'cause she's told me it is naughty. But then, oh, I'd do it again. Please do it again. Mama may scold me,
'cause she told me
it is naughty. But then, oh, do it again. Please
do it again.
Martin, Marilyn Monroe, dont il fut le dernier partenaire à l'écran dans le film inachevé Something Got to Give de George Cukor. À l'instant, dans Certalem Fip, elle chantait Do It Again de Gershwin. Alors, Carte Pepper interprète Fascinating Rhythm. Voici un extrait du documentaire consacré à Jimmy Scott, I Go Back Home, où il interprète un magnifique standard de Gershwin, Someone to Watch Over Me, l'une de ses chansons fétiches.
It goes way back to the early 40s.
All right.
I give it to my mother. Was really the important factor in my career.
In what ways?
Because she started us, all of us, in my family. And she had 10 children. And she started us to singing together. And we'd sing in church. Tad Dameron, before he passed, he lived there. He was well educated in music, sent to the best schools.
There's somebody that I'm longing to see. I hope that she turns out to be someone to watch over me. I'm a little lamb who's lost in the woods. I could be good, oh yes I would, to someone who'd watch over me. She may not be the girl some men think of as handsome. To my heart, she'll carry the key. To watch over me. She may not be the girl some men think of as handsome. To my
Hancock en solitaire sur Embraceable You en conclusion de son disque Gershwin's World. Herbie a été sollicité en 1986 par Bertrand Tavernier pour produire la BO d'Autour de minuit avec Dexter Gordon et François Cluzet, un film inspiré de la relation entre le pianiste Bud Powell et Francis Podras, un jeune français fou de jazz. Dans ce document INA, Bertrand Tavernier confie son admiration pour George Gershwin.
Les mélodies, les chansons de Gershwin, les ballades de Gershwin, c'est formidable. Et moi, je rêve un jour d'un Porgy and Bess uniquement interprété par des musiciens de jazz qui pourraient improviser sur chaque morceau. Et puis, les centaines de chansons de Gershwin qui sont prodigieuses. Prodigieuses, qui sont chacune des petits chefs-d'œuvre, des bijoux.
Listen to that, Francis. The swing band used to be all straight tonic, seventh chord. And then with the Basie band, I heard Lester Young. And he sounded like he came out of the blue. Because he was playing all the color tones, the sixths and the ninths, and major sevenths. You know, like Debussy and Ravel. And Charlie Parker came on. And he began to expand. And he went into 11th, 13th, and flat fives. Luckily, I was going in the same direction already.
Mackie accompagné de Dexter Gordon et Herbie Hancock dans Autour de minuit de Bertrand Tavernier, dont Actes Sud a publié début novembre Les Mémoires interrompues, passionnante plongée dans le cinéma d'un passeur, réalisateur, musicologue et amoureux du 7e art. Vous pouvez réécouter cette émission et la podcaster, n'hésitez pas, pour un soir de réveillon sur FIP.fr et l'application Radio France. Coup de projecteur également sur la sortie de janvier-février du magazine Trois Couleurs, excellente revue éditée par MK2, avec au sommaire des articles sur Jacques Demy, Diastème, le documentaire Queendom sur le film Bird d'André Arnold ou encore sur le film Planète B avec Adèle Exarchopoulos. La semaine prochaine, nous conclurons l'année avec un certain MFIP consacré au BO préféré de nos invités de 2024.
J'en ai plusieurs. Alors là, il y a la musique de Tutsi. Enfin, il y en a des quantités. Il y a aussi Klaus Nomi dans À nos amours, de Piala. Des vrais souvenirs forts de BO. Je suis très très sensible au BO des films. C'est comme un personnage du film. C'est vraiment aussi fort qu'un décor, qu'une émotion d'un personnage. Ça vient appuyer quelque chose sans, j'espère, être pléonastique. Mais moi, souvent, en écrivant, enfin, ça m'est arrivé que deux fois, j'ai fait un seul court-métrage et un seul film, mais à chaque fois, en écrivant, j'ai les musiques déjà dans la tête.
Now, no more talking.
Avanti!
Azione!
Traveling!
Silenzio!